what we've seen in the Senate in the last 28 hours has been a complete joke. Jokes are supposed to be funny. This is not. And it's all well and good to have a laugh at the shenanigans that go on. But did anyone prove anything? All they did was delay the inevitable. The Senate was debating a bill that makes changes to how Australians elect them. The bill had the numbers to pass from the start, with the Greens, Senator Nick Xenophon and the government all voting for these reforms. Labor and several crossbenchers were against it, so they delayed the vote all the way through the night. All they did was make childish comments, throw insults around, and speak about bizarre topics, including an account of a colonoscopy. This was to delay it for as long as possible, but they were delaying the inevitable. Why would you waste your time? Why did they do it? All of the senators proved last night that the Senate is a shambles, a mix of narcs, nobodies and nutters. If these senators were trying to prove their worth, they did themselves no favours. It was a bit like a reality TV show where each senator was trying to outdo the other. We had a senator turning up to vote in his pyjamas, others throwing insults at each other. They treated the whole thing as a joke, proved absolutely nothing, apart from the Senate is a mess and it needs a good clean out. It was Paul Keating, the former Labor Prime Minister, who said the Senate is unrepresentative swill, and the behaviour last night just proved Paul Keating right. It was embarrassing. And if they thought that we're all up at 3 a.m. watching their antics, they're on another planet. I get the feeling that they genuinely believe Aussies were sitting up watching the APAC channel on Sky News or something like that, laughing along about what was going on in the Senate at 3 a.m. We don't really care what goes on in the Senate at 3 p.m., let alone 3 a.m. And while journos in Canberra might have thought it was hilarious, that's because they think the whole world revolves around Canberra. It does not. It was embarrassing. And it's frustrating when you consider the whole thing was costing us money. The Senate sleepover will cost taxpayers around $500,000. So while they were having a laugh, we were paying for it. And that $500,000 is rescheduled flights, accommodation, and other costs associated with the whole thing as well. Attention seekers, time wasters, and losers. That's what we dealt with in the last 28 hours.